budget that will be presented to the Islamic Consultative Assembly. And then we have a long-term four-year plan, which our economic group is also working on. Currently, one of our plans in principle is to build an environment that is more friendly to the private sector, that
hurts
business, that eliminates the extra, whether it is the extras that are in the way that prevent the smooth facilitation of business, whether in forms of protocols or laws or whatnot, or administrative hurdles. And the effort is really to delegate what can be delegated to the private sector from the public sector so that and also to create a function for the government to assist the private sector. One of the problems we currently have is the debt that the government has to the private sector. So we're trying to plan how the government can pay that debt to the private sector, especially to contractors who have carried out their duties but have not received funds from the government but face many serious hurdles as a result. So to sum up my response, I think that when it comes, we're taking every step we can for revitalizing the economy and for generating employment for the youth. And we have two specific plans for these that we have been declared, and we're in the process of operationalizing them. And then there will be a longer-term plan that we will announce in the next couple of months.
Thank you,
متشکرم آقای رئیس جمهور.
Related question really dealing with the environmental challenges in Saudi Iran. Certainly many countries are dealing with environmental challenges, and specifically a question about the depletion of water bodies and what your plans are to deal with that and the pressures on the water shortages.
Speaking of the environment and also water, which is a major problem, we have different plans and we have several critical issues. One is related to Oromia Lake, which is drying up and it can be quite dangerous, and we should swiftly come up with a solution to this problem. The other one is the particles, the dust particles that enter our atmosphere from neighboring countries, and it's partly due to the war and occupation of Iraq. And of course, there are other causes. We basically have the problem of water shortage in some parts of the country, and there are many plans drawn up for overcoming this problem. There are two immediate solutions, and we can immediately come up with a decision, and of course it's going to take up time to implement it. One is the water coming into Iran from the border areas. By we can in fact make use of the water by through the construction of dam. And also the another issue is irrigation in Iran that has to be done in a scientific way. It's going to help us in order to come up with some of the problems related to water shortage in Iran.
We're getting down to our last questions here. And I'm just going to fold this one into the last answer, because this comes from Ambassador Robert Hunter. And he wants to know if Iran would consider pursuing an incident at sea agreement with the United States regarding the Straits of Hormuz.
Regarding?
Hormuz.
Speaking of,
when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz, to see its security preserved. We want it preserved.
نیروهای منطقه خود به خود ارتباطاتی با هم دارند.
Such contacts do not mean political contacts. The forces in the region, the military forces, do have contacts, and we are sensitive towards this issue. The issue of Strait of Hormuz is a very important issue. And of course, there are no official contacts, but naturally, the military forces present in the region due to transport and there are naturally such contacts for searching purposes and so on. Such contacts do exist.
Last question. The relationship, obviously, between Iran and the U.S. is not a tabla rasa. There's a lot of contentious history, massive barriers to trust. This is serious business, getting, you know, building confidence, building trust. It is a responsibility of leaders to be skeptical and to look for proof of the actions and statements. What would you point to as steps that can happen from Iran's side in building trust? And as you have said, there's been misunderstandings about Iran. Could you clear up right now any understandings that you have, misunderstandings you have seen regarding Iran? What would you like to clear up about the world's view of Iran that you do not feel is accurate and misperceived? So what steps and what would you like to clear up right now with this audience?
In one of these questions,
some steps can be taken, but the people traveling to countries can be a good step on. Also, I can refer to academic delegation, think tanks, and so on. They can be quite effective, but the most important issue that can be an appropriate starting point for the future is the nuclear issue. If we are able to come up with a solution, the next concerning the nuclear issue, the next step will contribute to a better future, and hopefully that better future would be to the benefit of both nations.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been very generous with your time. I think we've been able to cover most of the questions that have come in, not only from this room but throughout the world. I don't know if we can hear a brief update on the meeting. Okay.
Please, would you like a chair? Should I bring a chair here for you?
Good evening, Ms. President. I had a good meeting with E3 plus 3, or as it's known here, 5 plus 1. Very good and substantive meeting. We agreed to jumpstart the process so that we could move forward with a view to agreeing first on the parameters of the end game, how we want to perceive Iran's nuclear program in a year's time, and also to think about steps, starting with a first step that should be implemented in order to address the immediate concerns of two sides, and move towards finalizing it, hopefully, within a year's time. I thought I was too ambitious, bordering naivete, but I saw that some of my colleagues were even more ambitious and wanted to do it faster, so we could go ahead. Secretary Kerry was very positive in that meeting, repeating the views of President Obama on the need to move forward, and very committal to leading the process himself on the American side. And then we had a short bilateral meeting on the side, which is not abnormal in these international settings. You always take people aside and have a chat. We had more than a chat. That continued the same logic that Secretary Kerry pointed to me, his readiness to lead the discussions to a mutually agreeable solution, and I stated President Rouhani's commitment to move the process forward. We also touched upon a couple of other issues, but very briefly. But that was the gist of our discussion. I'm optimistic. Now we have to match our words with action, and that's, I hope, not the challenge. I hope that will be an opportunity for us to build confidence and move forward, turning challenges into possibilities for better understanding and movement forward.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking there at the Council of Foreign Relations and Asia Society event. We also had a brief showing of the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, there as well, speaking about his meeting with the P5+1 group, saying that he had a good meeting with them. He said that they've agreed to jumpstart a process so that all countries can move forward by first agreeing on parameters of an endgame and also thinking of steps to be implemented to address concerns, hopefully within a year. The Secretary of State of the United States, Kerry, repeated Obama's view to move forward to the Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif. A short bilateral U.S.-Iran meeting was held, as is normal, according to the foreign minister, in such situations. Secretary of State Kerry pointed to a readiness to discussions regarding mutually agreed discussions. Other issues were touched upon as well briefly, and now words, according to the foreign minister of Iran, need to be matched by action, and he hoped that those possibilities will come forth again. That was President Rouhani of Iran, as well as the Iranian foreign minister, speaking there live in New York. Stay with us.